Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton, dramatized for radio by David Semple, and starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 5, The Fairies of Frypham.
Okay, ladies, now, everybody find a space. No, not too close to each other. We don't want any more black eyes now, do we? Thank you, Mrs. Asquith. Very good. Now, we'll start off with some simple stretches. So if we all pretend to be sunflowers... Oh, I see the sun is quite low in the sky, Mrs. Bagshot. Yes, that's better. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Just pretend there's a solar eclipse for a minute, will you?
Mrs. Bloxby, are you busy?
Oh, well, I'm actually doing my keep fit for the over 50s.
Oh, that's all right, then. They'll be glad to take the weight off their hip replacement. Oh. I wanted to ask your advice on something.
Oh, well, fire away.
I was hoping to get away for a few days.
Oh, that's nice. Are you going anywhere special?
That's the thing. I'm not sure where I want to go. I just need to get away from James.
Oh, dear.
Ever since we got back from Corsica, I've been having to avoid eye contact with him, which isn't easy when you live next door and Chivers keeps climbing into his garden.
But where are you going?
I've no idea. Anywhere I won't be reminded of him. Somewhere that doesn't contain any of the letters in James Lacey.
Oh, goodness me. Well, that does make it a little awkward. I mean, you can't go to Jarrow. Obviously, you couldn't go to Minehead and Slough. It's quite out of the question.
Mrs. Bloxby, I'm depressed. I'm not suicidal.
And then there's A and E. They're very common vowels, and we do like a nice vowel sound in the middle of our English place name.
Look, it's not that important. I just want to go somewhere a little bit brighter, somewhere... with a bit more sunshine.
Oh, well, of course, you could go to the southwest, maybe Cornwall.
Cornwall? Yes. I could rent a little cottage there by the sea.
Truro. Yes, that's it. No J, no A, no M, no
yes,
E.
Yes, I was thinking more of a village.
Oh, I see. Well, how long were you thinking of going away for?
I don't really know. I was just going to rent a cottage and stay there till I got fed up.
Oh. Well, aren't you going to miss all the fun we have here, the ladies' society, cream teas?
Mrs. Bloxby, I think the Cornish have some idea how to make a cream tea, but I could always take one of your recipes.
And won't you be terribly lonely, away from all your friends?
Well, I can always make some new ones. I mean, all it takes is a warm smile and a bit of self-confidence.
Toy says to him, be my guest. But you wouldn't put it in your mouth if you knew where it'd been.
Good evening.
Is there something wrong with the acoustics? I'm sure I said that out loud.
Evening, my love. What can I get you?
What sort of wine do you have?
Wine? Oh, I'll just have a look.
Now, let's see. We got red. We got white. Goodness, my cup runneth over. I think I'll have the red.
Right. Just go look for the corkscrew.
You're not from round here, are you?
No, if I was, I think you'd have noticed me by now.
Whoop, you'll be the one who's moved into Sam Foyer's cottage.
That's right, Mrs. Raisin. Agatha Raisin.
Oh, is there Mr. Raisin living with you?
No, it's just me and a cat called Chippers.
Well, if you're ever in need of a bit of company...
I don't think I'll ever be that needy.
Yeah. You're not one of them lesbians, are you?
Well, if you're the alternative, I might consider...
Don't you worry about them, my love. You have your wine.
Thank you. Cheers. Do you by any chance serve meals?
Oh, now, if you want food, I think you've come the wrong time of year.
Don't tell me you only eat between May and September. Look, I've just driven over 200 miles.
Well, not much we can do about that. If you keep on driving, you're sure to bump into Rick Stein.
I see. Well, do you at least have a broom?
Why? Whatever for?
So you can sweep out my emaciated corpse?
Well, I don't normally do this, but it just so happens I got a bit left over from my supper, so if you'd like to follow me...
Oh, I got the right one here.
I heard that.
Hey, well, sit yourself down there, will you?
Oh, thanks.
I'll see what Mother's left in the larder.
How much was the wine?
Oh, let's call it a pound, shall we?
A pound?
Have I suddenly stepped back in time to the 1970s?
Oh, well, that bottle's probably been sitting there for about 35 years.
There we are.
Oh, it's,
Chicken tikka masala. Well, what were you expecting? Starry gazy pie. I won't eat anything if it's looking at me.
This is delicious. How much do I owe you?
Oh, I wouldn't hear tell of charging you for that. Anyway, I reckon you need a bit of looking after. What with your broken heart?
My what?
Well, there has to be a reason you come down here in the dead of winter. Just as all our other visitors are heading back to London.
Well, it's nothing a few days of sea air, won't you?
Right, well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, hang on, Mrs.
Wendy Wilder.
Wendy, there's something I wanted to ask you.
Oh,
When I was driving into the village, I saw some strange lights in the hedgerow, almost as if they were fairy lights, but when I got closer, I couldn't see them.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. Reckon you must have been tired after your long journey.
Tiredness doesn't usually make me hallucinate. I just wondered if it was some local phenomenon.
Oh, I don't think so. It's not as if we're living in fairyland now, is it?
No, if you'll forgive me, I've got customers to attend to.
Thanks for dinner.
Don't mention it.
Oh, Chivers, why did we ever come here? All the men look as though they've been carved out of driftwood. And then there's the lovely Wendy. Only she wasn't quite so lovely when I started asking her questions. What is it? What are you staring at? Chivers, there's something weird about this place, isn't there? You can feel it too.
No, Cedric, I need you here tomorrow to photograph Crabtree Cottage for the next brochure.
Excuse me.
Take a seat. No, it has to be tomorrow. Because I want to show the cottage in a woodland setting. And they're chopping down all the trees on Wednesday. Right, see you then.
Mr. Popplewell?
Oh, you're,
Agatha Raisin.
Ah, Mrs. Raisin, of course. And how are you settling in the Samphire Cottage?
I am just on the brink of settling out. It said in the brochure it was a picture postcard cottage. Now, what sort of a postcard would that be? One of the completely black ones that say Cornwall by night?
Yes, there is a slight problem with the electric. Can I get you a coffee?
No, thank you. If your idea of coffee is anything like your idea of a deluxe bathroom, you'll bring me a cup of pond water.
Yes, well, it can be quite hard bringing period properties up to modern standards.
I would have thought walls that went all the way up to the ceiling would be a minimum requirement. I'm fed up with having to rescue my cat from various nooks and crannies.
Mrs. Raisin, I don't think you said anything about cats when you signed the agreement.
Well, you didn't say anything about rats, but so far Chivers has caught seven.
Well, I'll send someone round on Monday then, shall I?
No, you'll send someone round tomorrow. I will be coming back from church at 12 o'clock, and I expect to find a light bulb in every socket and polyfiller in every crack.
Fine, Mrs. Raisin. I shall make your cracks my number one priority.
I want it done within 24 hours, and if it isn't, I'll report you to whoever's in charge of estate agents. I don't know who that is. Satan, probably.
Of course, Mrs. Raisin. A customer is always right.
Ah, Mrs. Raisin, how very nice to see a newcomer at our little church.
Yes, though I'm not sure how long I'll be staying.
Oh, and which church do you normally attend?
Oh, no, I'm not a regular churchgoer. There's just so little to do round here.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. No offence.
None taken.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Tolly, do we really need to go to a wretched place? Such a bore.
You have to consider my place in the community. There are prizes to be awarded, babies to kiss.
Oh, honestly. Oops.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, I didn't see you there.
Oh, well, I was trying to have a discreet cigarette.
Oh, well, I've no sympathy at all then. Tolly used to do that. Terrible habit.
Tolly?
That'll be me. Tolly Danvers. At your service.
And I'm Lucy.
I'm Mrs. Raisin. Agatha Raisin.
Oh, are you from somewhere civilised, Mrs. Raisin? Where they have sushi and cocktail bars?
I'm from the Cotswolds, actually. A bit like this, only not quite so wet.
Oh, never mind. I was hoping to catch up on a bit of London gossip.
Tell you what, though, do you fancy joining us for tea this afternoon?
Oh, that would be wonderful. It's either that or another trudge across the beach.
Well, that settles it, then. Earl Grey and cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off.
Lovely. Whereabouts do you live?
We live in the lighthouse.
Where's that?
That would be the large white building on top of the cliff.
Oh, that lighthouse.
You really are a bit of a country bumpkin, aren't you?
The lighthouse. Well, it certainly does what it says on the tin. Why would anyone want to live here? Oh, the things people do to show they've got money. You might just as well nail a £50 note to your forehead.
Ah, Mrs. Raisin, welcome to our humble abode. Come in.
Thank you.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, I've just poured your tea.
That was good timing.
Oh, no. We can see you coming up the hill, you see. So we do get 10 minutes warning.
Yes, you do have the most wonderful views up here.
Oh, yes. If you look out of this window, you can see towards France, and over here, the east coast of Ireland. On a clear day, you can even hear the Reverend Ian Paisley.
Well, thank heavens it's cloudy. How did you come to live in a place like this?
Oh, I'm a lottery winner. 8, 9, 10, 12, 38, 42.
Really?
No, I'm just joshing. Though the lottery folks did help me set up my business.
Oh, what business would that be?
Boytoys.com.
Oh, dear. What, I shudder to ask, is that?
Oh, you know, gadgets and gizmos for sad blokes and weirdos. Remote control cars, robots that scratch your testicles, that sort of thing.
But, as you can see, there's gold in them there are testicles.
Here's your tea. Don't know if you take sugar or not.
No, thanks.
So, how are you finding Samphire Cottage?
Well, if they'd advertised it as an assault course, I'd be very pleased. There are potholes in every room, and several stairs have collapsed underneath me.
Ah, well, that's old man Popperwell for you. He's planning to sell the place off next month.
Well, you'd think he'd want to improve it, then.
Oh, no. It's all for the wrecking ball. He's putting up 16 executive flats, which I'm not at all happy about. I'll show you the plans, if you like. I'm thinking of leading a campaign against it.
But he can't do that. It's a period property.
I'm afraid, as chair of the parish council, he can do exactly what he wants. That man would sell his granny to the zoo if he hadn't already turned her into dog food.
You wouldn't believe the things that go on in this hellhole.
Yes. Oh, and there's something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yes?
When I first arrived here, I'm sure I saw some lights in the bushes near the cottage. At first I thought it must be some sort of animal, but no one in the village wants to talk about it. I mean, what's going on? Is your twin town Chernobyl?
Oh, that'll be the Piskies.
The what?
Pixies or fairies or whatever. The locals don't like to talk about them, in case they come across as a bunch of inbred half-wits.
Oh, but they can't seriously believe in fairies.
Oh, you don't know what it's like here. It's so dreary and bleak and windswept and hideous. I mean, when you've spent a whole winter here, you'll believe in fairies.
Right. Well, I'll take Mrs. Raisin upstairs for a bit, shall I? Just leave your cap there.
But it'll get cold.
Well, you can make a fresh pot then, can't you? Come on.
You don't have an artificial hip, do you, Mrs. Raisin?
No. Why?
By the time you get to the top, you'll need one.
Oh.
Keep up, Mrs. Raisin.
Easier said than done. How many stairs are there?
Only 59. Helps keep you fit. And it's worth it when you get to see this.
Oh, my word.
This is where I come to think and to watch the sea swallowing up great chunks of the coastline.
It is incredible.
Oh, isn't it just? I come and sleep up here when Lucy's away. Just me and my hammock.
When I first saw this place, I wondered how you could live anywhere so remote. Now I understand.
Oh, no. I'm not remote from people. I'm just sort of hovering over them. I can see every house, the dog and duck, St. Catherine's by the weir. Sometimes I turn on the lamp and wink goodnight to them.
You must see the most wonderful sunset.
Oh, yes, and sunrises. The greatest show on earth. But it nearly always plays to empty houses.
I notice your wife isn't quite so keen on living here.
Oh, Lucy. She's just suffering withdrawal symptoms. She's off to London tomorrow for a few days shopping. She'll be much better after that.
Oh, I see. A little bit of retail therapy.
Yes. Though I prefer sea gale therapy. I'm going to open the windows. Listen to the waves come crashing by. Oh, just so humbling. It reminds me that however much money we make, however good we feel about ourselves, there's always a higher power.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. Are you on your own?
Afraid so.
Don't tell me my husband's abandoned you.
Oh, he had a phone call from Los Angeles, and I said I'd see myself out.
Oh, that's Tolly for you. Dumps you as soon as he's got a better offer.
Really? What exactly do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. But he can spend hours in that lamp room of his, playing with his boy toys.
Oh, I'd have thought you'd be glad to get him out of your hair for a bit.
Well, I would be, if there was anything at all to do round here.
I know. It can be a bit bleak.
Incidentally, did you smell anything strange in that room of his?
Well, there was the smell of ozone from the sea.
A sort of cheap perfume that seems to permeate the walls and the floor and all those appalling seafaring knickknacks.
Now you come to mention it,
I sometimes wonder if he's having an affair.
Tolly? Oh, he doesn't seem the type.
What, because he's too nice? Well, that's what some women go for, especially the ones who buy their perfume at pound stretcher. Oh, well, I mustn't keep you. I'll show you to the door.
Those Beecher Pilchards. Those trawler men risked life and limb to get them for you. Oh, who's that? Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Raisin. It's only me.
Mrs. Bloxby, this is a nice surprise.
Well, I just thought I'd find out what the weather was like on the West Coast.
Well, probably much the same as in Carsley. Maybe a little more windswept. Was there anything else?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're all a bit worried about you. Been over a week. Are you settling in?
Not really. You know, I said you need self-confidence and a smile.
Oh, yes?
I remember the self-confidence, completely forgot the smile.
Ah, well, give it time. James has been asking after you.
James? How is he? No, don't answer that. I came here to get away from him.
Well, Mrs. Raisin, perhaps running away isn't the answer. I mean, you've been through so much, but he still does care for you. Perhaps if you could talk things through.
Mrs. Bloxby, you haven't given him my address, have you?
Well...
Mrs. Bloxby!
You really do need to sit down together. This isn't going to go away.
But, oh, hold on, I'm coming! Look, I've really got to go. The phone's ringing.
No, the phone can't be ringing since I'm on the other end of it.
I mean the bell. Look, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I'm
coming!
Mrs. Race.
Oh, Mr. Popplewell, it's you.
Yes, indeed. Just coming to check that our improvements come up to your very high standards.
Really? Not coming to knock the place down, then, with your little lump hammer?
Who told you about that?
A little bird told me. A bird who made his nest in a lighthouse.
Oh, Tolly. Poor chap. He must have been a very troubled individual.
What on earth do you mean by that?
Haven't you heard? Tolly took his own life yesterday evening.
Lucy, I came as soon as I heard. I still can't quite believe it.
You and me both, Mrs. Raisin. You and me both.
What happened?
Well, no one quite knows yet. I was in London. I'd just spent a day shopping with my friend Ginny, and we'd gone to see a midnight movie, Bloodsuckers 3. Not my sort of thing, but Ginny loves that sort of nonsense. And you know the bit where the hero's tied to a chair and the villain's gouging his eyes out? Well, my mobile phone goes off. And of course you ignore it, but the whole cinema's staring at me, so I have to pick up. And I find out Tolly shot himself in the head. Someone was walking their dog and they heard. And all the time I'm being told this, I can see a man who's having his eyes sucked out by a vampire. Oh, Tolly.
Did he leave a note?
No. Apparently they don't always. Suicides.
But I saw him 2 days ago. He seemed so cheerful.
Well, that's Tolly. He did suffer from mood swings. Incredible highs, but some pretty bloody awful lows.
But where did he get the gun from?
I don't know. I mean, he did like to mix with a lot of hunting and shooting types. Though God knows what you'd hunt round here. Seagulls.
Lucy, I hate to say this, but he didn't strike me as someone ready to meet his maker. Is there any possibility someone else got into the house?
Well, no, I mean, look at this place. It's like Fort Knox. He died upstairs in the lamp room. I think he'd spent the day in the pub. The police say there were witnesses who saw him, and he seemed jolly enough, but then he came up here, climbed up 59 steps and shot himself. I can't bear to go up there. I keep thinking I'm going to see him lying there with his head blown off. Oh, Mrs. Rayson, it does strange things to you, this place. It does strange things.
So, now I know why I came to Cornwall. I didn't choose Fryfam. It chose me.
Afternoon, Mrs. Rayson.
Oh, Wendy. I'm surprised to see you here.
Oh, why is that then? Think I should be tied up behind the bar all day?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just...
Oh, it does you good to come here. Take your mind off things.
Yes. I don't think Fryfam's the happiest place at the moment.
Oh, I know. Poor Tolly. Everyone loved him.
Mm. And you were one of the very last people to see him.
That's right. He stayed at the pub right till closing time.
And, did he seem happy?
Oh, I keep all my customers happy, Mrs. Rayson.
I'm sure you do. But at the same time, there must have been something wrong with him. I mean, do you think there were any problems with his marriage?
As I say, I keep my customers happy, and one of the things that makes them happy is I don't go blabbing all their secrets.
No, sorry. I wasn't meaning to pry. I'm just amazed at what he did.
Well, you keep your curiosity to yourself, Mrs. Rayson. We don't always take kindly to people interfering round here.
Right.
Oh, by the way, did you know there's a strange man sitting outside your cottage?
A man?
Right, about 6'2", blue-eyed, looking a bit bedraggled.
Oh, dear. I think I know who that is.
Well, I'd get straight to him if I were you. Looks like the heavens are just about to open.
Lord.
James!
Agatha!
James, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm auditioning for the part of a garden gnome.
Honestly. Look, you may as well come inside.
Sure, I could stay out here and test the relative absorbency of Paris tweed.
I could kill Mrs. Bloxby for giving you my address.
Well, I would have found you anyway.
How?
Well, it was on the radio. There's been a mysterious death, and I thought, I bet that's the village where Agatha's staying.
Did you come by train?
Yes, I've got to see the rain in 6 different counties.
Fine. Well, I'll give you a lift back to the station when you're ready.
It's nothing like a nice West Country welcome, is there?
James, I did actually come here to get away from you. If I'd have gone any further, I'd have ended up in the Atlantic.
Look, after you left, I realised that I'd said quite a few unpleasant things to you, and you'd said one or two unfortunate things to me, but is it possible to forget the past? And could we pretend we're strangers, meeting for the first time?
All right, then. Who are you? What are you doing in my cottage? Get out now, or I'll phone the police.
Hello, Chivers. At least you're pleased to see me, but then cats are always a very good judge of character.
Yes, and they're anyone's for a few scraps of smoked salmon. You can come through to the living room.
Any possibility of a towel? They're in the wash, I'm afraid.
I just have to drip dry.
Oh, well, what's a bit of hypothermia between friends? There isn't any way I could stay the night, is there?
You could always ask Wendy at the Dog and Duck.
Well, I was thinking more, here. But I couldn't help noticing it's rather a large property.
Oh, all right. One night. You can have the sofa.
Well, sofa, so good.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Not really. It was just a piece of wordplay to fill in a frankly terrifying silence.
James, I came here to get away from me and you and all our highs and lows and from Carsley and all its murders. But it seems that both you and the Grim Reaper follow me wherever I go.
So do you think it possibly was murdered, this Tolly chap?
Well, it looks like it. He was found in a large empty lighthouse, locked from the inside.
I see. So what we have is a locked room mystery. Well, if this was Edgar Allan Poe, then the monkey did it. And if it was Arthur Conan Doyle, then a snake slithered down the bell pull.
But as this is real life, it was probably suicide.
Really? Do you really think so?
Look, the police say there was no one else on the property when he died, so there's only one possible explanation.
Why, but you're actually listening to the police. I must send a postcard to Bill Wong.
James, Sometimes you have to forget conspiracy theories, urban myths, and accept that things often are what they appear to be.
Good Lord, the sea air really has done something to you.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Cigarette time.
Ah, thank goodness, that's the old Agatha we know and... What's that?
What's what?
I mean, the flashing red light. Oh, it's your answer phone.
Oh, that. I keep forgetting to check it. I tend to use the phone upstairs.
Don't you want to know who it is?
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Hello, Mrs. Raisin. It's Tolly here. Tolly Danvers.
It's him.
Got hold of your number from old Popwell. Hope you don't mind. Just to say, I found out what your fairies are. Good news. It's very good news indeed. Look, I'm calling from the pub. It's 9 o'clock Monday evening. What say I swing by tomorrow morning and have a chat with you? Take care. Bye.
So that was Tolly?
It was indeed. And 2 hours before they found him dead.
Well, I would say suicide seems a little less likely.
I heard the phone ringing yesterday evening, and I just assumed it was someone wanting to know what kind of ketchup I leave on the side of my plate. I wish I'd picked it up now.
What did he mean, I found out what your fairies are?
Oh, that. I've got fairies at the bottom of my garden.
What?
Little dancing lights floating in the sky that disappear whenever you go near them.
Good Lord, well, as the rain has stopped, I may as well go and have a look. Oh, excuse me, Timbers.
Everyone in the village denies they're there, but I can see them. I keep thinking it's some poisonous insect or hideous genetic mutation.
Oh, yes, there they are, dancing about in the bushes.
Can you see them too?
Of course I can see them, or I would be talking about them. No idea what they are, though.
James?
Yes?
Perhaps it's not entirely a bad thing that you're here.
Good Lord, an olive branch.
No, not quite. It is nice there's someone else in this world who can actually see my fairies.
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadovy, Lucy by Rebecca Sayre, Tolly by Mark Straker, and Mr. Popplewell by Stephen Critchlow. Agatha Raisin was dramatised by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.